My name is Firas. I have 23 years old. I'm acting and cinema director. I'm here in Berlin since 7 months ago, and I want to continue with study cinema here.
It's the typical disorder of a new flat. Boxes to unpack, a shower curtain still folded. The desk is busy with piles of German grammar notes and letters from official offices.
I bring with me my book, some clothes.
Firas arrived in Germany in May 2013, after he was granted political asylum.
I bring my heart. I'm out of Syria, but Syria is not out of me, so Syria is still inside me. Mm-hmm.
The German government has said it would house 10,000 refugees from Syria.
Now this photo's in there.
We drink tea, and Firas begins to click through folders of images and videos on his computer.
You can't see any building without bombing.
And it's often the lack of people present in his images that tell much of the story.
All this area, for example, 10,000 people live in this street, and now no one lives.
He shows me photos of an empty street whose buildings have no faces.
How you can feel like if you see your home like this, you see your past and your future like this.
Documenting the civil war in Syria became a mission, and such photos and videos represent an important way by which the wider world could understand the lives of the country's citizens.
And the regime just say we are killing the terrorists. Do you think all these people who live here or here or here or here, or here, they are terrorists?
According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, around 2.5 million Syrians have had to leave their homes, many for the neighbouring countries of Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan and Iraq. And around 100,000 have declared asylum in Europe. Meanwhile, the country's cities and mountains are the battlegrounds for conflict between a number of competing forces. The main rebel faction, the Free Syrian Army, grew out of the regime's own military.
Did you join?
No, I was not in army, and I'm not the guys who know how I can use a gun.
There is a gun on your windowsill here, stuck to a piece of white card, but out of the end come three hearts.
And Syrian revolution flags. My guns is my cameras and my voice.
It's too loud. Firas shows me videos of his activism in Syria before his exile. His voice could be heard at protests and rallies. Megaphone in hand, he's standing in front of a large crowd.
See now what will happen. Start to shooting.
The revolution in Syria changed Firas's outlook.
I'm actually not a politics man, you know. So I'm the guy who was just searching for fun, dancing, go out, making some art, photos. But like when the revolution started, I start to see some people died, decide to be not silent. So I have to do something. This is my country. And this is a future for me and for my children.
Firas has been arrested 4 times for his activism.
Do you know this guy?
We see a photo of an ill-looking man.
This is me.
Is that you?
Yeah.
The last time, he was in jail for nine months where he was tortured.
I lost it maybe 30 kilos. The cigarette, they put it in my body, electroshocks also.
I know inside myself, if they will arrest me another times, they will kill me direct.
Though he is now no longer able to participate in rallies within Syria, he continues to push for change from his new country.
Here in Germany, I did exhibitions, I did films, to show the peoples who don't know anything about Syria and what's going on in Syria.
Through more public photo exhibitions and the film, Firas's voice will still be heard and, he hopes, impact on how other nations respond to the crisis in Syria.
What are you thinking about?
About Homs.
Firas's home city, Homs, is currently besieged. According to Reuters, neither the government all the opposition forces are honouring the basic tenets of international humanitarian law. The United Nations says it cannot access up to 3 million people in need.
What's the words of it?
We won't leave Syria. We will stay in Syria. But That's actually not true.
And while the siege continues and the international community debate,
I'm here.
Firaz builds his new life in Berlin. This is Philip Smith for DW in Berlin.